The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the blog called Just Veggies, and you can find that right here at plantersplace.com. Once again this week, my little doggy is making some noises, and I'm not sure why. I think there's people walking around. So you might hear her. In fact, that's her right now, jingling her collar. Her name is Sammy. She says hi. Today's episode, we will be talking about spring plantlings from Fairy Morse. Plantlings, no, that's plantlings, plantlings, from Fairy Morse. They're the perfect alternative to sowing seeds this spring. You know, I totally get it. Maybe you got caught up watching past seasons of Ted Lasso or Only Murders in the Building, and you just didn't get around to it. I get it. Or maybe your green thumb isn't green until seeds are actually up and out in the garden. I get that. Happens to me. But what really happens to me is flea beetles. They do not give emerging seedlings a chance to become big and beautiful and bountiful adult plants. They just mow them down right as they emerge. I don't know why. But with spring plantlings, you just essentially skip the step of seed growing entirely. You're getting baby plants in the mail. Perfect. Now, I've written about Fairy Morse's plantlings before, mainly for the late summer, fall vegetable planting season. This is the very first time, however, that I know of that they are coming out with baby plants for spring. Now, this opens up a way wider range of plant possibilities, most notably with categories that require a longer growing season than what could survive in the shortened growing window in fall. So there are two aspects of Fairy Morse's plantlings that I really appreciate. The first one is these are baby plants. And they're grown far enough along at the nursery to have well-established root systems. The babies are ready to hit the ground running, so to speak, when they arrive at your door. I love that. The second thing is the plants arrive at your door after traveling however far, and they are in great condition. Fairy Morse packs these plants super, super well, and they will be able to take the bumps and drops of shipping without a hitch. And as someone who has received hundreds of plant deliveries in my lifetime, I'm very impressed with their attention to detail when it comes to packing. So there you go. That's that. Now, what is in this collection? As I mentioned, the spring plantlings collection includes way more options than you'd get with the fall plantlings collection. In fact, the collection also includes 40 curated garden starter kits, each kit containing 12 baby plants covering a range of culinary and floral themes. I'll give you a few examples just to wet your whistle. The first one is Mixology Herb and Fruit Kit. And that one features strawberries, mint, basil, and cucumber plantlings. And it's the perfect assortment for mixing your own drinks at home, right? The next one, this might sound good to you, it's called the Aromatherapy Herb Kit. And so if you are feeling stressed or can't sleep or whatever, the herbs that they have in there can be made into tinctures and so forth. And those plants include basil, lavender. Ooh, lavender. It's supposed to really help you with sleeping. Rosemary and sage. Next up is the Cottage Style Flower Kit, inspired by European cottage life. This kit features plants like hollyhock and either purple coneflower or Shasta Daisy. I'm not sure how they determine what you get, but maybe you can ask for it. Not sure. And then the next one that I am really excited about is the Italian Vegetable Herb Kit. or I should say an Italian vegetable and herb kit. It's like a pizza in the making, right? It's just more collections than this. There are a ton more, probably 35. I think I've mentioned about five. They've added a whole bunch of new flower, herb, and produce plantings, plantlings as well, including a few flowers you may have heard about, such as Cabaret, Goodnight, Kiss, Calibrachoa. An herb, sweet basil, that's a new one in the mix. And as far as edibles, they are including Roman pink strawberries. Not that sweet basil isn't edible. I don't know why I drew out Roman pink strawberries as an edible and not sweet basil. But my apologies. Anyway, okay. So spring plantlings start shipping right now. In fact, you can go over to their website and take a look at what they have. I'm going to read you the website just in case you want to go over there. So, let me see if I can find it for you. Okay, it's Ferry Morse, FerryMorse.com /pages/live-baby-plants-plantlings-ferry-morse. Okay, maybe that was too much to read, but if you head over to Ferry Morse, find it however you wish, and search on their site for plantlings, you are sure to obviously pick something that you really, really want to grow, and it'll be shipped to your door, and you'll love it. I promise you that. Okay, that's it for me for today. Not forever, but just for today. I hope you have a great day out in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.